Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Ravens stopped the Bengals' potential game-winning two-point conversion with 38 seconds left to hold on to win it 35-34. Lamar Jackson threw for 290 yards and four scores as the Ravens rallied from a 14-point deficit to move to 7-3 on the year. So bad news for Baltimore. Safety Kyle Hamilton exited just before halftime with an ankle injury. He did not return. For the Bengals, Joe Burrow threw for 428 yards and four scores but couldn't connect with Tanner Hudson on the late two-point try. Jamar Chase had a monster game with 264 receiving yards and three touchdowns. Cincinnati falls to 4-6. In other news, Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence is considered unlikely to play Sunday versus the Vikings with a left shoulder injury. That according to NFL insider Ian Rappaport. And 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said he expects running back Christian McCaffrey to make his season debut Sunday versus the Buccaneers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Prescription. Require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice. But now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand-name prices, go to HIMSS.com/...
The Allegretto Wines Tasting Room inside the beautiful Allegretto Resort opened daily 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for classic wine tastings that showcase the organically grown estate wines in an al fresco, Italian-inspired setting. Vineyard tours are available by appointment. The warm and knowledgeable tasting hosts can't wait to guide you through the special experience. Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where every moment is a masterpiece. 805-369-2505.
Savings and selection are waiting for you at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Winter stock is in, coats, gloves, and of course, cozy vest and flannel shirts. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, 10% off work boots from Wolverine, Carolina, and Georgia. And remember, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing. Your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 8th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office discusses next steps for ballot processing. Paso Robles City Council interviewing applicants for Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its first report of unprocessed ballots and the next steps going forward. According to the unprocessed report, the total number of processed ballots so far is 82,548. The number of unprocessed ballots is 68,992, with almost 59,000 of those ballots received as vote-by-mail ballots on or before Election Day. The Clerk Recorder's Office says its next report of tabulated ballots will be released today at 5 p.m. The Clerk Recorder's Office also says there was an unprecedented number of provisional ballots cast during this election, many by Cal Poly students who voted for the first time or the first time in Slo County. The Clerk Recorder's Office will be dedicating more time to confirming those voters' registrations and eligibility. The Pasturable City Council will be holding a special meeting on Wednesday, November 13th. This meeting in the City Council will conduct interviews to fill in a vacant seat in the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The committee represents senior citizens on issues and matters concerning senior citizens, their needs, the senior center, and its recreation programs. One position is available on the committee, and two residents have applied, Carla Crane and Karen Murray. The available term will run from November 13th to June 30th, 2027. PG&D power outage for Creston area in San Luis Obispo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. Nearly 2,000 PG&E customers east of the U.S. 101 around Creston were without power yesterday morning, affecting areas from just outside of Atascadero to just north of Santa Margarita. The outages were first reported at around 7:47 that morning, with it estimated to be restored at about 11:15 a.m. The cause of the outage remains under investigation. This Monday, November 11th, is Veterans Day for 2024. Veterans Day honors military veterans in the United States Armed Forces, commemorating their service. Most government institutions, banks, public schools, and the post office will be closed. The City of Pasturable says all of their facilities will be closed in observance of the holiday. The Pasturable's District Cemetery will be holding a Veterans Day ceremony starting at 11 a.m. Keynote speaker will be Hall Bull Schmidt, Lieutenant Commander, Select Retired Top Gun Instructor. The Astraea Warbirds Museum welcomes all veterans for free on the 11th. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation will be holding its annual Veterans Day ceremony at the Faces of Freedom Memorial at 11 a.m. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own chairs, as there will be a limited number available. Pasturable's firefighters invites the community to join them for their third annual cornhole tournament in the downtown city park tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event brings together families, friends, and competitors of all skill levels with no cornhole experience required. The event is aiming to register a total of 30 teams. Registration is $70 per team, with funds going to a scholarship fund for local students pursuing careers in fire and EMS, and the Pasturable's Firefighters Benevolent Fund to assist local firefighters in need. The City of Atascadero has announced its 19th annual Holiday Boutique will take place this Saturday, November 9th. This free event is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., held at the Atascadero Lake Park, 9100 Morrow Road. 70 vendors will be on site for this one-day craft show, selling their handmade items. The city says this is a perfect opportunity to start holiday shopping, plus finds a unique, one-of-a-kind gift that cannot be found on the internet or anywhere else. In sports, for Thursday night football, the Ravens inched past the Bengals 35-34. And for KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday, we'll have the 49ers versus the Buccaneers, then the Eagles will go against the Cowboys, and the Lions will face the Texans. In the NBA, the Spurs beat the Trailblazers 118-105, the Timberwolves defeated the Bulls 135-119, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat Utah Jazz 123-100. Tonight, the Kings will face the Clippers, the Lakers will go against the 76ers, the Warriors will face the Cavaliers, and the Suns will go against the Mavericks. In high school football, this week is round one of the CIF playoffs.
Atascadero will host Liberty from Madera as part of Central Division 5. Morro Bay will host Reedley, and Mission Prep in Division 4 takes on Emmanuel from Reedley. Local news was brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The massive and damaging mountain fire burning in Ventura County, destroying more than 130 homes, 14,000 residents forced from their homes. Ventura County Sheriff Jim Fryoff, thankful no one has died.
On the injuries, we've had 10 confirmed injuries from the fire, most of which were smoke inhalation and otherwise non-life-threatening.
The fire growing to over 20,000 acres, calming winds helping crews achieve about 5% containment as of Thursday night. In San Francisco, State Attorney General Rob Bonta says California is ready for the return of Donald Trump.
In California, we will choose calm over chaos, fact over fiction, belonging over blame, unity over division, and us and we over I.
Bonta implied the state would go to court to preserve any laws that may come under attack from Washington. Critics calling the pronouncement political amid speculation that Bonta may be planning a run for governor when Gavin Newsom's term comes to an end. Jeff Scott, California News.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way, anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Shop Dell Technologies' early holiday savings event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Early holiday savings is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Otto Orchard in Placer County is in full swing producing hoshigaki, traditional Japanese dried persimmons, each year. Farm owners Tosh and Chris Kurotami set aside some of the persimmons grown on their 40-acre property and over about 3 to 6 weeks hand-peel the fruit, string it onto a rack, and massage it every 3 to 5 days until it's sufficiently dried into a sugary delicacy. They then package it and sell it at their farm stand and by mail order. This year's persimmon crop has been plentiful, but with small fruit, Tosh Kurotami said, adding that he's almost running out of rack space. As usual, customer demand is nearly exceeding supply, even at the cost of $60 per pound mail order or $37 per pound at the farm stand. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com.
Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, clearing up to sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday next week. Low 70s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Optimism about the economy continues to rise. The Consumer Sentiment Index up for the fourth month in a row, showing Americans were the most optimistic about the economy since 2021. The University of Michigan saying the first of two readings in November of consumer sentiment rose to 73 from 70.5 in the prior month. An article in the Wall Street Journal says some consumers are questioning whether these luxury brands with a lot steeper price tags and in some cases no improvement in quality are worth the prices they charge. It also points out that one study found for every $5,000 increase in the price of luxury goods, the brand's logo shrinks by a centimeter. In other words, the ultra-rich buy the costliest, most discreet luxury brands. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Reds has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Reds On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Right now, I've got a special going on all my Chatham & Wells mattress sets.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles, tell me more.
I'm taking 15% off my already low prices, which I'm the lowest anywhere. I'm significantly lower than Mattress Firm and online prices.
You'll find Rich London, the mattress specialist, at the corner of 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Go Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday. You and Al on the Country Store. Then, no, on the Country Store, on Sound Off. Tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country. Then, Diane, a couple of hours on the Country Store. Jimmy has a weekend off getting some more information at one of the conferences that they have every now and then. So, Kim Commando will be in an hour early. Gary Brill in the spotlight coming up this Saturday night starting at 7. Then Sunday morning, we have the triple header with NFL football. The Niners and Tampa. Then it's the Eagles and Cowboys, Detroit and Houston. The Raiders have a bye. And this coming Monday, there'll be no morning exchange. It is Veterans Day, and we have a lot of specials lined up. Vietnam and some famous battles throughout history from our great country. That's all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo is made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A woman trying to enter Presidio, Texas from Mexico is stopped for extra inspection when her luggage weighs more than expected. Border Patrol finds nearly 800 pounds of Mexican bologna. It's prohibited here due to the risk of foreign animal diseases. The smuggler now facing only a $1,000 fine. Okay, that's baloney. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
If From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
Let's celebrate. Last month was Halloween, and this month is Thanksgiving, when we show our appreciation for our many customers. Pass Robles Radio Shack is here to help you enjoy your many electronic gadgets, TVs, and other equipment. We have the widest selection of batteries, many of which you cannot find anywhere else in the North County. We have the adapters, connectors for your computers, TVs, and phones, including phone and notebook holders for your car and RV. If you are already thinking about Christmas, Radio Shack is your home for radio-controlled cars, boats, and drones. For those of you who enjoy making your own music, we have the strings for your guitar, bass, mandolin, and banjo, as well as the quarter-inch cords and adapters. We'd love to see your smile at Pastor Robles Radio Shack, 1171 Creston Road, and in our Coast Electronics Radio Shack stores in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Pastor Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero. Now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. Nearly 2,000 PG&D customers east of the US 101 from just outside of Atascadero to Creston and north of Santa Margarita were without power yesterday morning. The outage was first reported at around 7:47 a.m., with power restored later at about 11:15 a.m. This Monday, November 11th, is Veterans Day for 2024. Veterans Day honors military veterans in the United States Armed Forces, commemorating their service. Most government institutions, banks, public schools, and post offices will be closed. The Paso Robles District Cemetery will be holding a Veterans Day ceremony starting at 11 a.m. Keynote speaker will be Hal Bull Schmidt, Lieutenant Commander Select and retired Top Gun instructor. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Looks like the GOP will retain control of the House. Republicans own 211 seats. Democrats have 199. 26 races still not called, with a number of those in California.
Each one of our incumbents who are in those 50-50 races, they're all leading, by the way, but you know, they feel like what is outstanding, the votes that have been counted, are good areas for them.
House Majority Leader, Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, earlier on Fox and Friends. Republicans winning back control of the Senate for the first time in 4 years. Texas Senator John Cornyn wants to become the leader of the upper chamber.
Make America great again by making the Senate work again.
The Republican on Fox Business today, Cornyn picks up the endorsements from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. The vote is next week. And a good start on Wall Street. The Dow reaches a new intraday high. America's listening to Fox News.
The carpets may be worn, the lounge chairs may be sagging, but the spirits are high, and Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts continues to offer the very best selection of premium cigars, pipe tobacco, and accessories on the Central Coast. Visit the Old World Smoke Shop, known as Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. It is as good as there is.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." There are three things we need to know to become effective ambassadors for Christ. We serve at the pleasure of Jesus our King. We serve His agenda for the kingdom of heaven's relationship with those to whom we are sent. And we live as citizens of heaven according to biblical truth. We are not sent to make others think like us. We are sent to introduce others to Jesus. If we feel empowered to tell others what they are doing wrong, then we by default are inviting them to tell us what we are doing wrong. Those conversations typically don't end well. Jesus said God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Introduce others to Jesus, pray, and let the Holy Spirit reveal him, the truth, to those who hear.
Richie Gambler reminding you to get your fun on, because there is always something happening at the Tatchy Palace. Like, every Monday, you can earn free gas. Then you can earn more free gas and popcorn every Wednesday. Then Thursdays, you can earn free pizza. Pizza! And let's not forget live music every weekend from the Coyote Entertainment Center to our casino bars. I mean, you show up here and they guaranteed got something going on. So come get your fun on at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitus NGT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads. And treadwear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982, located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunny, mid-70s for you Friday. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s, mid-70s again on Saturday. And Sunday, we'll drop down in the mid-60s on Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, and mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:33 a.m., 5:02 p.m. It is 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. Open Mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon beginning at 12:30. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24/7, same day, outstanding reputation, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238 KPRL.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggity yak!
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
I was wondering, after hearing that song from the Coasters, parts of it, do kids still get allowances? Chris, did you get an allowance when you were a kid?
Nope. Just no, I didn't.
So when you needed some money, what'd you do?
I would probably do a little bit of chores and get like $5 if I was lucky.
So you would have to give the reason. You didn't just say, hey, give me some cash.
More or less. I mean, it's not like I had to give the reason. I just did it by default because it's not like I was trying to keep secrets from my parents.
No, and they usually find out anyway.
That's true.
Wanting something.
Yeah, most often is what it was.
Now, I don't know. Again, this is probably regional. Like where I was growing up, we had in the summer the ice cream truck come by. And I'd have to ask mom for, well, back then it was a dime. Get an ice cream cone for a dime.
Only a dime.
Only a dime.
Only a dime.
Now, if it was past a certain time of day, she would not allow it to happen because she said it's too close to dinner. I mean, you're a 9-year-old kid. You can eat that stuff all day. But she that was the rules. And, you know, we knew the rules, but didn't necessarily like them. But we weren't had that. But, an allowance, I don't know. I don't think I did. I think when asked, like, if you want, again, if you wanted something special or, well, it wasn't until I got a little bit older, you know, you want to go to the movies. Oh, you know, you'd have to do something. But as far as that, although I did get caught one time going through my mom's purse when she wouldn't give me money for the ice cream cone. And just so happened she had recently gotten me a birthday present. It was a hairbrush in the form of a baseball bat. And when she saw me going through her pocketbook to get the money out for the ice cream cone, she took it upon herself to use that gift that she got me for my birthday, the baseball bat for a brush, to whack my hand with it.
Well, it's got more than one use then.
Well, it had no use after that because I conveniently threw it out. We had incinerators in the buildings back then.
Oof.
So I threw it down the incinerator. But I didn't go in my mom's purse anymore. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, you think we had a problem with people coming across the border recently? My prediction that it's going to be a massive amount of people running to the border to try to get in here while this lame duck administration is probably going to just turn their head. I'm just curious how they're going to deal with it until Trump gets in power. And, you know, you watch and see how it's going to come down.
Well, let me throw this out there since, again, this is one of these words that I hate. Does Biden really want that to have in his legacy?
You know, I thought about that. I was kind of curious of how they're going to, you know, they're lame ducks. So how are they going to deal with it? Because it's going to be very newsworthy and everybody's going to talk about it. So I would hope that he would do what needs to be done, and that is, you know, firm it up a little bit because, and on the basis that, hey, if you come across the border, once you get across here, Trump's going to deport you anyway, you know. So let's see how they deal with it.
Well, okay, on the other side, there has been, let's just say, vague threats from various sources that Trump's going to do his best to get a lot of these people out of here. So do you think that there are that many that want to come in and have to deal with Trump?
I think there's a lot of them that have wanted to come here, and this is their last opportunity before Trump takes power, because I think a lot of them, as history's shown, they can hide in the United States, and Trump's not going to be able to find all of these people. You know, this is one of his cornerstones of him getting reelected, and he's going to do this. So, you know, and I believe it's not going to be a mass exodus of every illegal immigrant in the United States. I believe he's going to work on the criminals and the people that are committing crimes that are illegal immigrants. Those are the first ones that are going to go. And I believe that they say, hey, they've got more of a chance of coming here and hiding than they do of staying where they're at.
Well, I know I'm playing semantics here, but they're all criminals.
Well, that's true, but I'm not talking about the ones that are coming across the border right now. But like I said, I really thought that it was going to be a big obstacle for Trump when he said, I'm going to have a mass exodus of all the illegal immigrants. Well, you know, you have some illegal immigrants that have just been too lazy or to become American citizens, they've got 20, 30 years in. And I'm sure they, in their thought, wow, you know, I hope Trump doesn't try to deport me. And that's not really what he's looking for. He's looking for getting the illegal immigrants that are committing crimes here. And yes, they all are. They've all committed a crime by coming across illegally. But to what degree? Which ones do we want to deport?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting for California to see with this. Newsom wanting to get together and Trump-proof California against Trump's policies, which will include probably giving more power to ICE.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, Kevin, I'm amazed. Are we just a little pocket of conservatives in this area here, because as you look at who, the way they voted on this, it amazes me. I just didn't realize that there was that much, that many people on the other side. I just, you know, are we a little pocket in California? Because California voted terrible. Anyway.
Well, if you go to the state and you look at the maps, and I use this as an example the other day, Shasta County, on how they voted on the props. I mean,
I did look at that.
There's a lot of conservative areas in this state. The problem is there's not enough in numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, in as far as population.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So that's you know, the frustrating part of it. But as we saw, there has been some hope, because there's been some people, some, you know, I'll call them radical lefties, have been voted out of office in a couple of areas around the state here. Last election. So,
well, they've had to live with it, and nothing. There's nothing more evident or realistic than having to live with what we've had to live with in the last 4 years. And I think that's why Trump got reelected, because people felt the results of these left-wing policies, and they didn't like it. And that's why he got elected.
Well, I don't think people like paying $6 and $7 for a dozen eggs.
You're right, but it's all right. If you're on WIC, you get it for free. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I thought about your electric bill. Is your transmitter outside the city limits, or is that inside the city limits? Would you have a meter there that's in the county?
No, it's in the city.
Oh, okay. The city boundary is a little fuzzy to me on that section, since they've been moving it and such, but okay, just a thought.
All right, thanks for the help. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition, The Right Choice. And still got quite a few ballots going out. I mean, need to be counted. And some of the races may be a little interesting. I know the one that you have here in Paso Robles in the District 1 with Chris Beal and Sharon Roden, with that many ballots still out there to be counted, that's, it's only the figure I have here is 42.06 to 41.06. That's not a lot. The Gregory Rivera one, again, when you have that many ballots still to be counted, but even in small races, who knows, because Spuds Gregory has 43.94 to Michael Rivera's 34.71. There's maybe an outside chance on that, maybe, but we will see within, I forget, the deadline is either December 5th, 3rd, or 6th. I can't remember the dates to get all that's done in the state. And that includes, obviously, local. It all has to be done. So, month-long to count all the votes. That's great. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us here on The Right Choice. And the blue state governors, including yours here in California, they are ready to fight Trump. We refuse to turn back the clock and allow our values and laws to be attacked. Well, they were attacked. They were attacked, particularly nationwide. So if they want to keep on doing what they're doing, maybe they'll lose more seats. So who knows? Who knows? Also, that Justice Sonia Sotomayor, she is facing pressure to retire ahead of Trump taking off. Boy, Democrats just don't like old people, do they? Get them out of here, which strategically may not be the worst thing. I'm not even going to talk about ethics here regarding this, because they're calling on her to immediately resign to avoid her replacement potentially being made under President Trump. I didn't realize that she is the oldest one on the court. She is 70. I thought Roberts was older, but now... the concern stems from the possibility of Trump filling her seat if it becomes vacant during his presidency.
And so we will see what she does. She does. Does anybody know how many have just retired? And I'm not talking about retiring due to health. I'm just talking about, you know what? I've done this for 20 years. I'm done. I'm retiring. Does anybody know that, can they recall the history of that on the Supreme Court? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, I just went online and did, 2 days ago on the 3CE, and, you know, I don't want it for many reasons, but it was kind of interesting on the questions that, because they, you go through a multiple choice thing, why you don't want it. And one of the multiple choice answers that you could answer was that you oppose a government run utility company. I never thought they were, until then, it kind of just struck me that, aren't they a nonprofit utility company?
That's what they claim to be.
But in the questionnaire, it said that you oppose a government-run utility company. And I wouldn't doubt if they're controlled, well, everything's controlled by the government, but especially the state, but it was just kind of, it kind of struck me.
Well,
I mean, it was a pretty easy process to get out of it, but
well,
when I
did it a couple of years ago, I didn't have to answer any of those questions. I dealt directly with a person, and I just said no, and that was it. I mean, it was still easy, but let's remember, if you go back to 2019, Newsom had said that he would look in the future of the government being the power company here in the state of California. And also,
no, I remember that.
And if you also recall that PG&E wasn't allowed to say anything regarding this 3C energy.
I listen to your show, and I've heard that multiple times. But the thing is I have solar. I sign a contract with PG&E. I'm happy. My utility bill's low. It's like, why do I even want to get involved? And then once you get involved in it, then you just kind of like you forget about it. But then you could be paying a higher. I mean, I don't sit there and watch every penny that I spend on utilities just for the fact that usually I don't owe anything. So it could just, I didn't want to get involved in something else to where I don't have to watch it.
I just don't like the
monitor it.
I opted out just from the concept. I don't like being forced into something. And this company smells to me.
Oh, no, I totally agree, because they're going to make playgrounds and slot. I don't care. I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we were trying to figure out today when they said they give back to the community, giving us playgrounds and all this other kind of stuff. The cities do that anyway, but I just don't like the way they've gone about it. I don't like the fact that PG&E couldn't advertise against it or say anything against it because the state told them they couldn't, and the fact that our city council and our supervisors told us we had to be in. So even if it saved me $10 a month, I wouldn't care.
No, same here. Hey, can I make another comment, or is there somebody waiting?
No, go ahead.
So, I've traveled quite a bit in the last 6 months, and I was in D.C., and I think I told you that I called in. You could not find, and not that I was wanting to buy one, but the vendors in D.C., we went there, and I've been there before. I was taking my granddaughter to visit and let her experience it. But anyway, I was trying to find a Biden hat, and there was no way that you could ever find any type of Biden hat. And you've been there. Every major monument, there must be, 50 or 60 vendors out there selling, trinkets and that. But I think I called and told you guys. But, even like visiting other states, visiting their capital. I went into Vermont, and Montpelier is their capital, small town. And it's like one street, Department of Ag, Department of this, Department of that. And it's like, it just put in perspective that, not saying Vermont is conservative by no means, they're just the opposite. But how small the government is compared to California. I mean, it just blows me away. I just in Montana, in Helena, which surprised me that Montana has turned in this liberal. And I was talking to some local guys there, and the reason why they're all moving there, he thinks, is because of Yellowstone movie, that people have this fantasy about it. But I could not believe how liberal the towns I was in Montana, that it just, because I was there like a year ago, and it, how fast it's kind of changed with pot stores. I mean, we were in one town, and there was a pot store on every block, and that's no exaggeration. And you talk to the people. I mean, sooner or later, those people are not going to stay in business, because there's no way that there's that many people that buy pot up there. But maybe there is. But I couldn't believe how many. I mean, they must just like, you want one, put it in. We don't care. I mean, it was that many. I think my wife counted like three or four pot stores on one block.
Well, I've had some friends that have, you know, when they go around to different places, that they've, just for the heck of it, they've made some calls locally to ask about, hey, if I moved here, what would it cost to register my car, do this, do that? And the amounts they would be told were almost laughable, you know, compared to California.
Oh, yeah. No. And, you know, another thing is, too.
And the roads were taken care of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia was, when I was in Savannah, those roads were a little rough, but I think it's mainly because of the weather and the poverty. But everywhere I went, even in Montana, there, you know, speed limit's 80 miles an hour in some areas. But it just gas is $1.30 a gallon cheaper. You know, and like in Montana, if it's 307, it's 307 everywhere. It's not. It's every gas station's 307, so it doesn't really matter. You know where you go,
right?
It's there.
Yep.
But you know, there's, when you go out, you know, kind of it makes, let some of these people call into your, you know, to your show, and you know, they have a perception. I think to really learn how the United States is go and visit some of these states, and you see a whole different perspective on how government runs. And I'm not saying it's all good, but when you see the roads, the gas prices, you know, I have friends that live in Idaho. They register their car every 2 years, and still it's a quarter of a price that it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, California thinks they're the jewel, but, you know, I mean, we couldn't afford to register our car for 2 or 3 years in California, you know, going down to DMV and paying that. But, you know, there's certain things that you could do to cut down the bureaucracy.
Oh, there's a lot that could be done, but the inefficiency in government in general, but particularly in California, is atrocious, and we waste more money than any other state, I bet.
Well, and then, you know, this thing with Newsom, you know, let him have a private, you know, session with, you know, the state senator, whatever he wants to do. I think it's going to give him a black eye, because he wants to run for president.
Yeah, well.
And I think if he's not listening to, I mean, politicians are whining and crying. If they're not listening to what the people are standing for right now.
They're dead.
And they're dead. Let him cut his throat.
All right. Mean, We're done. We're out of time. We got to go. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Passerville City Council will be holding a special meeting on Wednesday, November 13th. City Council will be interviewing two applicants, Carla Crane and Karen Murray, for one available seat on the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The seat will run from November 13th to June 30th, 2027. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its first report of unprocessed ballots. The total number of unprocessed ballots is 68,992. The Clerk Recorder's Office says the next report of tabulated ballots will be released today at 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 49 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Open Mic Friday with you and Al, 12:30 till 2 this afternoon. Pure Country tomorrow morning. Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's out this weekend. Gary Brill, Jukebox, Triple Header Sunday, and no Morning Exchange or Sound Off Monday. We've got specials for Veterans Day. Enjoy your weekend and the festivities this weekend and Veterans Day as well. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.